mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 96. Today we'll be talking about TV, including Fear of the Walking Dead, movies including Deadpool 2, The Clapper, and Overboard. And as always, the week in sports, the week in Funko and collecting, weekly Star Wars moment, and our weekly random movie and song recommendation. But before I go any further, he's really dark. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe? It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I don't know how long the show's going to be. It might be short because I have nothing much to say. Just a couple little news stories. And the big thing right now, we might as well get that going. Deadpool 2 opened up last night. We're recording this on a Friday, so the actual release day is today. But from here on, or we'll tell you what we thought about it. Then there's spoilers, so we'll give you the spoiler warning, because it's kind of hard when you hear this. That's a spoiler alert. So
there you go.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, was there a lot of people in your theater?
A good amount. I saw this in the same theater I saw Last Jedi and Infinity War. And while there wasn't as many people as there was for that, probably the every seat in the house was filled for Last Jedi, almost every seat for Infinity. This one was there was seats to be had for sure. I'd say probably about three quarters of the Infinity crowd, so still a good crowd, don't get me wrong, but you could tell the R-rated difference in the attendance.
There was this movie was showing like every half hour starting at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get in there until 8:30, so there was already three showings of it already going. And I wasn't too sure. I got to the, cause I walked around the corner and the line was long. I was like, oh no. And I know everyone was going to the 8:30 one just because it was almost that time. So got up to the ticket booth and I said, is there a lot of people in there? And she just said, no, there isn't. I was like, okay, good. So I like, as soon as I left work, I like flew up there. So it was cool. I mean, it was a good, decent crowd, but it wasn't like, There was plenty of seats around me where I was sitting. So there was no one in front of me, no one behind me or next to me. Like, so it was cool, but it was, my crowd wasn't the greatest. I mean, they were all right. I think it was me and one other dude were the only ones that were kind of like doing something,
right,
doing some things, but everyone else was kind of like just giggling. I mean, there was laughter, but not as much as there should have been. Like, during the,
right,
like when I saw the first one,
oh yeah,
everybody was laughing and screaming and cheering. This one, everyone was just kind of like, okay. So I think all the super duper diehards were like maybe in the 7 o'clock,
right?
So, but I was cool with it. I mean, I didn't mind it. I mean, I was just happy that I got a good seat and there was no one sitting next to me. But other than that, did you guys have any of the Deadpool like cups or the popcorn buckets?
The theater I went to didn't have it, but last week when I went to see Overboard, picked up the Deadpool popcorn bucket, so I was able to get that. They also had a little head for a drink and a head for a little popcorn, but man, if you would have got that, the little popcorn bucket, you would have had like a handful of popcorn. It was super tiny, definitely not good enough for two people to share, barely enough for one. So
that's what they've been doing. I've noticed this is a Cinemark that I'm thinking of.
Right.
When they put, I mean, they're cool and everything. Like, cause when, what was it? When Last Jedi came out, Eric got the, First Order Trooper.
Got popcorn. That one.
There's, yeah, you got a handful of popcorn in it.
Yep.
And I'm like,
that's it.
I mean, if your hand isn't a little hand, you can barely get it through the top. So
exactly.
they know what they're doing. They're doing this just to make money, which is cool. There was no Deadpool anything other than the T-shirts Cinemark sells. But there was. Did you get one of those Infinity War buckets, the tin one?
I did get an Infinity War bucket, but it wasn't tin. It was just a plastic, bigger one.
Because when I last week or whenever Avengers came out, they had the tin ones, kind of like an octagon shaped one.
Oh, nice!
And but they're like super small. I mean, it says it's a large, but that's not a large. You just get a regular large is bigger than that.
Right.
You still get the free refill with it, but instead of Deadpool last night, they had the solo ones.
Ooh.
But I was like, man, I ain't paying $9 for that, and there's hardly any popcorn in it.
Right. So
they had those, but the regular cardboard buckets, it did have solo pictures on the side, so there was no cups or anything. They still had Black Panther stuff in there that they were trying to get rid of, so... hopefully maybe later on, or maybe if I go to a different theater, they'll have the Deadpool buckets. Cause that's what I wanted, but they didn't have it. So, I was getting emails from Cinemark and they were advertising it, but they didn't have them. Cause somebody did ask, do you guys have the Deadpool ones? And they're like, no, we don't have those. I was like, "Meek." So they go, we got these. And that's when they showed us the solo ones. And I was like, nah, I'm good. It's too small.
Right.
If I go back again, I mean, after I left, I should have bought one before I left. Because I was like, well, that's cool. Plus, it's solo, so.
And you don't know how fast they're going to sell out once the film hits.
Yeah, so I'm going to probably hit the theater again this weekend, and I'll probably grab one. But as far as Deadpool 2, before we get into spoilers, what'd you think?
Pre-spoilers, I'll just say that, I really liked it. I approve it. I recommend you go see it. If you like the first, if you like comic book movies, definitely go check this out.
It was good. It's not as good as the first one. If you don't mind your kids hearing language and sexual language, go for it. But not like in the first one when there was actually sex scenes and everything. There's none in this one. So for you parents that are thinking of taking your younger ones to see this and you don't care about the language and the violence that's on the screen, because this is pretty bloody and there's a lot of shooting in it.
Right.
There's, as far as sex scenes and there's lewd, there's crude and lewd humor, but as far as imagery, there I don't remember seeing anyone naked or anything in this.
There was a scene that you had to like catch it though. It actually did go fast. I feel like they meant to do that. But one thing interesting real quick to talk about the first one just for a sec. It's interesting to see how many guns they were able to use this time. Cause I don't know if you remember in the first one, they weren't even sure if this was going to work or the franchise was going to work. And they like leaked that action scene to see if it would work. And they leaked it on purpose and people loved it. And they decided to go with it, but still they could only get so much effects budget and stuff. So they had to keep him away from guns. So if you'll remember in that opening scene, he gets like 6 shots or something like that. And at the end of the film, he has like a bag of guns. And then the Dopinder, the taxi cab driver, he drives away with the bag of guns, so they don't have guns for that scene.
I don't remember. I need to watch the first one again. I don't even remember it. I remember all the sex and everything in it, but as far as storyline, I don't remember.
They kept joking on the gun thing. They kept joking on keeping him away from guns in the first film, and it was all like budgetary and stuff. But
this one, the story, there's plot holes throughout. It's not as good as the first one. I mean, I laughed and I really enjoyed this film. And right now, it's the number two spot on my 10 of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The CGI wasn't the best. There was times where I was like, oh, my God, really? I mean, it was more than once where the CG was crappy. I was like, come on, man, this is Fox and Marvel. What do you guys? I know it's not Marvel Studios because they don't play with that. But
right.
I was kind of like, oh, really? You're going to do that? But as far as comic book nerds like us, I mean, I enjoyed it. Yes, there was some things in there. I was kind of like, oh, really? But it's awesome. It's an amazing film. I'm going to see it again. But excuse me. I was just like, it could have been so much better. Ryan Reynolds, he's Deadpool. No one else can do Deadpool. I mean, if if he doesn't do it anymore, they need to just stop. I don't think they'll ever find anyone to top him.
Right.
He's played Deadpool 3 times within the Fox universe, and I don't think anyone else can do it. Zazie Beetz as Domino, she was awesome. I loved her. Moreno, what's her nuts? She's Vanessa, Wade's girlfriend. I like her and everything she's in.
Brolin.
Hold on. The main kid, Russell, Julian Dennison. That kid's awesome. I don't know who this kid is. Maybe I've seen him in other things, but I haven't. There's a ton of other cameos in this, but we'll get into that in spoilers. TJ Miller is awesome in everything he does. I know there's a lot of people that don't like his humor or his comedy or his acting. I love TJ Miller. He's funny in everything. Weasel's badass. But Josh Brolin, a.k.a. Corey Webster, man, this guy's having like the best summer. He kicked ass as Thanos at Infinity War. And now he's kicking ass, Nathan Summers, a.k.a. Cable. Oh, my God. He was the best one in this whole movie. But the only part that I was kind of pissed, he doesn't come in into it in like maybe almost halfway through the movie. I was kind of like, well, okay. But once he comes in, he owns every scene that he's in.
Right.
Man, this guy, man, Josh Brolin is in just top shape. I know part of it is CGI just because of the metal arm thing, but man, this guy is ripped. I don't even know how old he is. I'd say he's not 50. He's close to it.
Right.
I think he is in his 50s. But anyway, man, Josh Brolin is badass. I've loved him since the 80s. All you 80s kids, since the Goonies. And for me, Thrashing is his best movie. But man, he was so badass in this. I have seen some of the toys out there, but I love more of the toys. The action figures is what I want to call them. The more detailed ones. If they come out with the super, I'm not going to go as far as the Sideshow ones. That's not in my budget. But if the ones that pop up in Target and Walmart and all that, if there's good ones of Cable on that, I'll probably pick that up because, man, Cable, he was badass, man. I mean, there's rumors that there might be a Cable movie. I'm all for it, but I don't know how. Yes, the Cable story is out there in comic form, and I don't know if it could be a whole movie. I could be wrong, and I'm sure some of you diehard Cable fans are super duper screaming at me right now, saying, no, he can do it. But Oh man, he was awesome. I mean, I loved him. Zisu here sent me a cable pop. Now I need to get it.
So, that's the new one. That's the new one. Oh, that one just hit.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get it. Cause, oh my god. Like I said, everybody in this was awesome. I was just the storyline was a little heh, but the comedy and the action and everything made up for it. And definitely go see this film, everybody.
Yes, 100% agree. And with that, yeah, I'm ready to get into spoilers if you are.
Yeah.
You want to hit it? Okay. Like I said, love the movie. Honestly, I went in with, you know, I didn't know what my expectations were. I assumed as a, you know, comic book guy, a con guy that, you know, I assumed I was going to enjoy it, but you know, I really had no idea. I thought, well, you know, outside chance it'll make the top 10. I definitely say it's going to land in my top 5 of the top 10 now. I did really like it. But yeah, digging into the actual spoilers, I guess right off the bat, like, yeah, they went for it. They really went for it. I thought it was pretty amazing that they decided right off the bat to kill off the what's the actress's name?
Marina Baccarin, I think that's how you say her last name. Vanessa.
Yeah, from Firefly.
And she was in V and what was that Showtime show? Homefront.
Right. Yeah, they really went for it there, and that was stunning and shocking. And like, I know you said you didn't have very much audience reaction. I did for that. And Jade, obviously stunned. I couldn't help but look around for a minute while the Bond-inspired opening, that was pretty funny and well done.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Bond style opening. While that was going around, you could hear people. Nobody was like disrespectfully loud, but you could hear people like in shock in the theater, like, "Oh my god, like I can't believe they did that." And then it's saying that on the screen for the titles, like, "Yes, we really did that. Can you believe that?" Everything like that. So.
I knew she was gonna die because I mean, right from the get go, before we even see it. Deadpool was laying there and he's all sad and everything. So I'm like, oh man, she's dead. But I didn't think it was going to be so quick into the movie.
Right. Well, I'm not going to be able to hit everything in order. So I'm going to jump around a little, if you want to come back and fill it in. But, the next, spoiler I want to mention that I thought was awesome was, the quick assembly of X-Force and some of the things they did there, Shatterstar and Mansion Mojo World. I thought that was an awesome little shout out to people that know the comics and the X-Men universe. And the Vanisher. And did you see who played the Vanisher?
Yeah, I mean they show him really fast, but I didn't look into this. I didn't even know half these people were going to be in the film, but the Vanisher. They show him really quick, and if you have a quick eye, it is the glorious Brad Pitt. I was like, amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
they show it like super fast. Man.
Right.
But
right.
I was shocked, right? I was laughing hella hard.
I turned to Jade. I said, "Was that Brad Pitt?" She said, "I think so."
with the X-Force, and I had no idea Bill Skarsgård was in this. I knew Terry Crews was in it, but yeah. either I just didn't pay attention to when they're showing everybody in the trailer. Could you see Terry Crews? You can't miss him.
Right.
But when they showed a picture of Bill Skarsgård, I thought, was that him? But then he comes walking in. I was like, whoa. I was like, well, I was shocked. And we got Pirate Steve, a.k.a. K2SO, Alan Tudyk. I wasn't too sure if that was him or not when he one of the rednecks was sitting in a truck. And I was like, whoa.
Right.
But I think the biggest one for me, we're jumping all over the place.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah, that's fine.
The biggest one that I was shocked at is when they were at the Xavier School of whatever.
Oh, yeah. Hell
and,
yeah.
And Deadpool was walking down the hall and he was like, where is everybody? He's talking to Cyclops. Yeah. How come all these X-Men, how come nobody's here? And he's walking backwards and he stops. And in this room, everyone like turns around and looks and you see the X-Men. This is all the young X-Men, James McAvoy,
from Apocalypse.
Nicholas Holt, yeah. Evan Peters, and all of them. What was that from? Did they come in and film that one scene? Because it looked kind of like it was like just a movie scene from something else that they just added in.
Yeah, I know they're doing, they actually are doing another X-Men. They're doing Dark Phoenix again. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were actually filming at the same time. But yeah, that was awesome because it also built off that joke from the first film when he's like, he shows up and he's like, all I ever see is Teenage Warhead and Colossus. It's almost like the studio couldn't afford another X-Man.
What did you think of the CGI for Colossus?
For me, it was fine just because that's pretty much what it was for the first one. And I think they set that bar because it's no secret the first one was underfunded and they didn't know what to think of this project. It was like way more of a hit than the studio was expecting. So I don't know. For me, I wasn't let down by Colossus just because they had like set the standard on him. So I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at it, but you think, what was that, X2 that he's in? Do you think that effect was better? I'd have to go back and look myself. But
that would look better, but it was only really fast in right. X2. I mean, he's hardly in it. This one, you get, or even in the first one. Yeah, the first one didn't look all that great. This one looked kind of crappy, too. But there was a couple scenes when he was, like, really on the screen for a long time that they did make it look good.
Right.
But when he was in action, a lot of that CGI action when they were fighting, just, I was kind of like, all right. I mean,
CG.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I mean, the action was good. But
yeah,
just the CGI was like, I was like, come on, this is Fox, man. And you know how good the first one did. Why don't you throw a little more into this to make it a little bit better? Even what's his nuts at the end when he pops into it? Juggernaut. I was like, oh, wow, really? I mean,
he did look interesting, though, to me, the fact that he did look so big, like, I don't know. They were able to do that for, what was that, X-Men 3, The Last Stand. Cool there. And everybody, I feel like he stole that movie. I feel like that's all everybody ever mentions from X3 is, you know, I'm the Juggernaut.
I don't even remember. All I remember is the Bay Bridge or Golden Gate Bridge part.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It was just like, I thought Juggernaut looked awesome. If he was standing still, but then once it was in action, I was kind of like,
Could see it. You could see what was going on.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, man, really? It was cool.
That being said, I got a question for you. Did you have a guess who it was when they were hinting at it? Because my guess, I turned to Jade, and I don't even think she knew this character, but just from, like, I was trying to think in my head, who's, like, a big character, like, that we haven't seen before, and I was thinking Wendigo was my guess.
I thought Juggernaut right from the get-go.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Because they're going to bring in someone that we already know. Well, that we know, comic readers and all that.
Right.
Bringing in Wendigo, everybody would have went, who?
Who?
Yeah. So Juggernaut, it does, I mean, we all know him because we read the books, but that was my only thing because it had to be someone big within the X-Men world. I knew it wasn't
right.
Anyone like super duper big. We weren't going to get Galactus or anything like that. But I was kind of like, okay. But when they showed him, I liked how he looked. I thought how Juggernaut looks in this one compared to X3. I did like X3. I can't remember the actor's name. All I know him is Bulletooth Tony and Snatch. But I thought it was cool, man. I mean, I liked it. It was just the CGI that was kind of taking me out of it.
Right.
And the CGI blood at times wasn't the greatest. I was kind of like, really? But I mean, the whole X-Force, man, I was all hyped, but they're only in it for
a
minute, if that.
But, well done, though. It was funny.
That whole scene was awesome. And jumping ahead when we get to the end, I mean, all that at the end was awesome. Here's a question. Do you think any of this will ever fall into the MCU?
I don't know. I was starting to think we actually might go that way. I know it's like, it feels like it's slow going with this like Fox deal supposed to be coming over. But I was listening to one of the like more Hollywood insider pods. And the rumor, I guess, going around is once Infinity War wraps with next year's Avengers, the next phase of Marvel, they'll work on bringing everybody back over, and the next big buildup would be bringing over Silver Surfer, and then the next big bad would be Galactus for a whole new MCU. So
I think they should just wait. As soon as the Disney gets the whole thing, starting all over again, I guess if you have to, now that we got all these new characters.
They'd have to bring over Ryan Reynolds, though, right? I mean, like you said, he is Deadpool. If you want to use Deadpool, it's got to be him, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see once this whole deal goes through to see what they were going to do. Before we move any further, Deadpool 2, I didn't even read a synopsis. I'm sure you guys already know. Foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy of supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling mutant Cable. This was directed by David... how do you say his last name? Lee...
Oh, sorry. I don't have it up.
Leedith?
I'll get it up.
Letich or something? I don't know. He's responsible for Atomic Blonde, producers of John Wick. He's a stunt coordinator as well. As far as directing, he's done uncredited for some reason. John Wick, Deadpool No Good, that was a short, Atomic Blonde, a couple videos, Deadpool 2, and he's got two more movies coming, Hobbs and Shaw and The Division. Don't know what those are. I don't like when they do teams of writers. I think that's when they,
tons of ideas.
Yeah. And they try to jam it all into one. I think my biggest problem with this film, other than all the plot holes and everything, was, what's her name? Teenage Warhead. The hell's her name?
Yeah.
Brianna Hildebrand. How do you say that first word?
Negasonic.
Negasonic, yeah. Teenage Warhead. She was pretty big in the first one. And this one, you just see her.
Sidelined.
You see her in action once or twice. But I was like, come on. I mean, you have her. I know Domino just pretty much took over. But I was just like, I knew Domino was going to be a big face in this film, but I'm like, come on, man, you have all these other ones. And I had no idea the whole X-Force was going to go down so fast. I think one of the best ones in the whole thing was Peter, Rob Delaney. Oh, man, his character was awesome. You guys have seen him in the trailer. He's just the normal guy that has no powers or anything. He joins the team, but I mean, there was so much comedy in this, just left and right, and a lot of it did did work, but there was a couple times when they're throwing too much jokes at you, joke after joke after joke. There was a few of them.
Yeah.
There was a few of them in there that you were kind of like, hey, okay. I mean, do they just sit down with a bunch of comedians and just go,
okay, oh, sure.
Come on, man. Yeah. Give us, here's the scene. Give us jokes.
Definitely.
All the stuff that Deadpool said was funny, and I loved how he was just making fun of everything. I think the one that made me laugh the hardest it was when Cable who grabbed him and said, "Who are you?" "I'm Batman."
Yeah. Exactly.
I missed everything else after that because I was dying. I was laughing so hard.
And well, I gave you that quote. I gave you that quote for your intro. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
When Cable's twisting his arm and he's like, "You're so dark." He's like, "Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?" That was really good.
Do they have to ask or do they just?
I don't know, because they were throwing things left and right. They did the jab at the whole Martha thing. And then obviously they called him, they called Josh Brolin Thanos. And so they did make all kinds of references to other comic book movies. So,
I mean, they start off right in the get go with a shot at Logan.
Right. Right.
But we did get the little Deadpool 2 teaser right before Logan when that came out. Was that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, last March.
So, I mean, and the ending scene, like I said, we're jumping all over the place with this one. Because what I said in the synopsis was pretty much what the movie was about.
Yeah.
And if you guys are still listening and haven't seen it, yeah, we're spoiling the hell. This
we went into everything.
We went into everything in this. But there's more, a ton more stuff to be spoiled in this. I guess for me, I'm going to stop because it was just, there's just too much to throw in this. Too much to catch all in one viewing. I want to go see it again.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man, this movie is awesome. But the little Russell boy, Julian Dennison, he was good. I mean, I thought his character was all. What did he call himself? I don't know. They kept calling him like Fire Fist or something.
Yeah, that was it.
I can't remember what he called himself, but
yeah, it was like Fire Fist.
I liked his character. There was one scene that kind of threw me off when T.J. Miller, Weasel, when he got captured. Did I miss something? Or because they were like talking about, yeah, we're going to go do this. And next thing you know, Cable's got Weasel.
Yeah, they made a little joke about Cable not knowing. And then a second later, he's got him. So that's kind of the joke they did there, that they were going to be on top of it all. And like Cable wouldn't know. And then like a second later, he knows. So
did you catch the Terminator vibe in this?
Oh yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Because
they leaned into it. Yeah,
they did. Because when Cable first comes to, I assume this is 2018 or 2017, whenever they filmed it, he comes in, "What year is this?" I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, Terminator. At times he even looked like,
yep,
the Terminator with the whole eye. And, I've seen Terminator 2 a jillion times and just, some camera shots of how Cable looked when he was shooting his guns and everything. But I like what they're doing with these two Deadpool movies. They were hinting around that this was it.
They got to do one more nice little trilogy. They got to do one more.
I think. I don't know. I think they should stop before he, and then just let him pop into everything else once Disney gets a hold of everything.
Right.
Because, I mean, same thing like with Iron Man 3. That was like, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't, like, the first two were awesome. And he even says it in the trailer, talking about, we're going to end it here. Because when you go on more than two movies, it falls apart. So I was thinking that pretty much the whole time. I was thinking, if they ended it with this one, I'd be happy with it. Because it did end good. And
yeah, some people while we were walking out of the theaters they were, I just overheard them talking, and they were like, did he just undo Deadpool 2? Did, like, the movie not happen now?
Yeah, so.
And I was like, well, don't worry about it. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the film.
That's what I was thinking, too. But I mean, if they leave it off at this, I'm cool with it. I mean, you got to expect crazy nonsense and hijinks with Deadpool.
So yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I'm all right. I mean, if it's all undone, okay, I'm cool with it. But yeah, to me, as a fan of both of these films, if they ended it with this one and don't make a third one, I'm cool.
Right.
I'm fine with it. And again, like I said, there's so much more in this movie, but we'll be here all day. And
right. So. Last notes I have on it. One, do you like that end scene where he took out the closed mouth Deadpool and was like talking to that Hugh Jackman from that, whatever that was, Wolverine Origins, right?
Yeah. Was that a scene from the movie?
Yeah. And they just paused like the footage of Hugh Jackman.
Okay. Cause I seen that movie like once or twice. I don't even remember it. But this movie made me want to go back and watch that again.
Right. Yeah, that was such a bad choice. The sewn mouth Deadpool.
I didn't like that even the very first time. I mean, I knew when there was, oh, yeah, it's Wade Wilson. I was like, oh, yeah. And from then on, I was like, no one else can be Deadpool.
Right.
Yes, it was a crappy Deadpool that we got, and everybody hated it. But I'm happy that they went back. Fox went back. And you know what? You need to do this because I don't think we can find anyone else. And like I said earlier, man, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. I don't think anyone else can pull it off as good as him. I'm sure if they continue with this character later on in the future, it has to be somebody else. But I don't know. Maybe somebody new can come along and blow us away on how. But I think. The whole structure and who the Deadpool is set. So whoever takes his place is going to be just as funny and corny as him. So I don't know. And as far as Cable, I remember when they first announced that Josh Brolin was going to be Cable, I was kind of like, why is he Cable? He's already Thanos. I think they can get anyone to be Thanos, but as far as Cable, Josh Brolin is Cable. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, it was kind of hard to picture who could be Cable because he's such this awesome character in the books. But now that they've done it, hey, Josh Brolin is Cable. So I hope he does it more times than just this once.
Right. Real quick, last two notes. One more shot at Green Lantern again. What'd you think about that?
That was awesome.
You made it.
This is all just end credit scenes. There is nothing at the very end of the film.
Except for a song, which I told you about. You don't even have to hear it. It's basically, it's operatic. And it's like, Juggernaut! And it's like, cursing like nonstop, you know, like in operatic form. That's what it was.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll stick around the next time because I knew you were out before I was, so I was just and I was tired.
Yeah.
Plus, I had to drive home.
Right.
So I was like, "Is there anything at the very end?" When you said no, I said, "All right, I'm out of here."
Okay. yeah. No scene, just song.
Yeah, so, that X-Force song was stupid, man. I was like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, no, it's like an operatic Juggernaut song is the very, very end. So,
all right.
Anyways.
But yeah, everyone, that's Deadpool 2, spoilers and all, but we didn't spoil the beginning. So, yeah, man, we've talked almost 40 minutes about Deadpool, so.
Okay, yeah, we better move on. But I did send you a picture of Deadpool, Domino, and Gideon's first appearance. My just question for you, just as fun, the crazy thing is, I don't know about you, I remember buying this issue, and I don't know how much it's worth now, but I don't have it anymore. But it's funny, I'm surprised they didn't use Gideon And I just also want to say it's crazy that, like, Domino's getting introduced here, but, like, nobody, like, as far as, like, pop culture goes, nobody knows who Domino is. And it's crazy that they were introduced at the same time. And, like, Deadpool is, like, everybody knows Deadpool. Deadpool's everywhere on everything. And, like, Domino was right there at the beginning, too, for Deadpool. So, anyways, but were you reading New Mutants back then?
No, I kind of tuned out because it just started to get stupid. But that was compared to the early 80s cheesy stuff. And yes, that this was more in the, when did this come out? I don't even remember.
Was it 88? Because that's right around the time for me, 88, 90. That was my, like, prime time for all the comics I was getting. The cover price was $1 on it, the image I sent you. But if I'm remembering right, I'm pretty sure when they first introduced Deadpool, he didn't break the fourth wall. He didn't talk to the audience. And like you always say, somebody might be yelling at me because I haven't read it in a while, but I think he was just introduced as this, like, assassin character. It says on the cover, the lethal Deadpool, the mysterious Gideon, and the dynamic Domino. So
yeah, Deadpool didn't come out into the 90s, wasn't it? Because here it says 91.
91? Okay. Yeah,
so, or that's what it says on the cover of
oh, yeah, of 50 comic. Years. I see yeah. it. Yeah.
So I don't remember, man. That was a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. Because I don't remember him being in the 80s. If he was, it was like late 80s.
But well, no, that was his first appearance that I just sent you.
Oh, then it was in the 90s, dude. I don't remember. I was reading so many books, and it was hard to keep up with everything. I do remember seeing the cover, but I think I was out of New Mutants by then. I was in New Mutants right in the, from the beginning, and I don't know about this movie, but we'll still see it and we'll talk about it. But.
Right. Yeah. Horror. We'll see. Yeah. It was supposed to already have been out. It was supposed to come out in March. They pushed it back to October. So. Yep.
But hey, everybody, man, you got the seal of approval from us.
Yes.
Go see Deadpool 2. It's awesome. You're going to have to see it multiple times to catch everything that's in it because there was a lot of stuff and and it's funny. So, right. Yeah. Like I said,
yep, seal of approval.
Josh Brolin is Cable and Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. So, yeah. And Brad Pitt, if you're listening, man, that was awesome.
Amazing. Vanisher. All right. Got any other movies? I got two.
I got nothing.
Okay. Real quick on mine. One of the movies I watched on Netflix, I didn't hear about it. But it's a 2017 movie, smaller movie, called The Clapper. It has Amanda Seyfried, Ed Helms, Tracy Morgan. The Metascore is 21, so I'm not surprised I didn't hear about it before. But small movie, 15 Minutes of Fame destroys the life of a man who works as the clapper in television. It's basically Ed Helms and Tracy Morgan. They're like audience for like infomercials, like, and they dress up different every time, and then they get called out by this late night TV host. And I don't know, I mean, for a Netflix movie, it was fine for what it was, but yeah, I could see this obviously not doing so well in the theaters. So but I just wanted to mention that real quick. I threw it on because I was like, oh yeah, Ed Helms, Tracy Morgan, I hadn't heard of this, and it's just a 2017 movie, so, and it's just an hour and 29 minutes, but it also had Alan Thicke, probably in one of his last roles, what's the one guy, the Maroon 5 guy, he's on The Voice, Adam Levine, yeah, he was in it.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Anyways, yeah, The Clapper, it's on Netflix. Yeah, like I said, Metascore is terrible on it, but you know, that's what it is. The other one was the film I got to see last weekend while you were at the concert, right? That's what you were doing last weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. The 2018 The Overboard remake with Anna Faris, Eugenio Derbez, Eva Longoria. John Hanna. Anyways, Metascores on this is 42. I got to say, though, for me, I had seen the original Overboard, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, but I haven't watched it in forever, so I can't say it like holds like a special place in my heart or anything like that. Like, I didn't go into the movie like with everything about the original memorized. But that being said, I enjoyed this movie for what it was. To me, it felt like a good ABC family comedy. Like, it felt like a Goldbergs or a Black-ish or something like that. It felt just enjoyable. I understand some people are going to hold the original standard against it. I know you're big on that, Nez, so I'll be interested to see what you think about it. But yeah, I was really just able to enjoy it for what it was. And I won't say what it was because you haven't seen it, but they do a shout out to the original that I really, I did appreciate. I thought that was cool. So, yeah, I really liked it for what it was. You thinking you might check this out still?
I still want to see it. I know the original one front and back. So
yeah, not me.
And you know me, I'm going to go yes. in there and just tear this apart, but
you probably will. But I'm just saying it's, if you can just enjoy it for what it is, I'm like, man, this felt like an ABC family comedy. And like, if you don't judge it too hard, you just might enjoy yourself is what I'm saying.
I'm going to judge it hard because, I mean, it was a movie. Overboard is a movie that I love. So, I mean, I'm going to have to judge it hard. I can't just go, okay, I'm going to take it for what it is. No, if it ain't going to be as funny and as awesome as the original, I don't know. We'll see. I'm still going to see it. I love Anna Faris. That's pretty much the only reason I want to see this. Because if you guys remember when this first was announced and the trailer came out, I remember just sitting in the theater going,
yeah.
This guy that plays the character Leonardo, I'm not even going to try saying his name. I have mentioned this before on the show. What got me really wanting to see it is the little that commercial for it during Cinemark when they're talking about the Rewards Club. I thought this actor was funny in just that little bit of a commercial for their thing they're hyping up, and I'm like, okay, man, I'll check it out. I'll see it. Maybe I don't know. It's still a busy weekend for me, but I'm gonna still try to get in there and see it before they pull it out. But
okay, well, yeah, like I said, it's nothing over the top funny. It's nothing over the top, like, oh, amazing performance. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it was just entertaining and like all right, you know, a little family comedy, you know? So that's probably not selling it, but I'm just telling you, like, if you take it for what it is, you can enjoy yourself, but I got a bad feeling, Nez. I don't know if you're going to be able to approve.
Sticking with movies, did you see the Predator? Did you see that trailer?
Yeah. What are you thinking of it?
It looks horrible. But
I'm hopeful, but yeah, it didn't necessarily sell me either. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I'm gonna see it.
We got Theon Greyjoy in it, and I saw that. I was kinda like, really? What's this little kid have to do with the Predator? I mean, I was hoping more for a go back out into the wild and all that, but this seems like they're back in another little town or wherever, or city, who knows where they're at. But I'm gonna see it. I love the Predator movies. I mean, I was thinking about the last one we got, not Predators, the second AVP movie. I was thinking it had that kind of vibe of dealing with little kids and everything. But I remember I didn't even want to see that because it looked kind of stupid, but I went and saw it, and I love that movie. So I'm gonna wait until we see this. Olivia Munn is the only reason get me into the theater to see it. Other than I do love the whole Predator character as a whole. So, we'll see. I just not super duper excited. Because I know I was really excited when we first got the announcement that they were making another one. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then trailer comes out and I'm kind of like, eh, it was all
right. Right. Directed by Shane Black, though. Iron Man 3, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, etc.
I just talked about Iron Man 3 and eh, it was all right.
Which is funny because for a lot of people, that's super high on their MCU list.
Iron Man 3?
Yeah, like critically acclaimed. Like when you, like some of the like Hollywood Insider podcasts I listen to, the Iron Man 3 is like in their top 2-3 of the MCU.
I don't know what they're watching because that one was kind of garbage.
It's middle ground for me. Man. It's probably in the middle of my rankings.
another trailer that came out, I don't know if it was before your movie. I saw this a couple days ago. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Our man from Mr. Robot.
I remember hearing about that he was going to play Freddie Mercury. And I was like, really? He doesn't really look like him. But in times in this trailer, he does look like Freddie Mercury. I know he's not singing. So and it, from what we got in the trailer, it sounds like it's just Queen music, which is cool. I love Queen. And I love these type of movies when they tell you the story of the band or it just kind of seems like it's going to be the story of Freddie Mercury. So I'm all for it. I can't wait to see this. I know it's going to be sad because we know the whole the outcome of it all. Yep. And more movie news, Snake Eyes solo movie in the works at Paramount. What do you think?
Could be cool, but I don't know. I mean, the character's awesome, but I don't know. What do you think?
Ray Park has to be Snake Eyes. I mean, that's, yes, that's bottom line.
Yes.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
This is what I want. If you're going to give me a solo Snake Eyes movie, erase the first two movies, because I think this, as a diehard G.I. Joe fan of the comic books and the cartoons, the one story that I would want to see in movie form, which I think would be amazing, is G.I. Joe's issue number 21, Silent Interlude. If they made that into a movie, oh man, that would just, it would be glorious. And it would have to be rated R. It couldn't be PG-13 or whatever. In that story, Snake Eyes, he goes into rescue Scarlet. She's captured in one of the Cobra Lair. And this is when we first get the introduction to the White Ninja, Storm Shadow. If they made that into a movie, oh my God, that would be awesome. Just to see, if you guys have read that book and you know, this is a spoiler alert if you haven't, this is when we find out that there's a connection between Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow with the ninja clan that they're a part of. But when, at the end of this book, reading it as a kid, I had no idea. I was like, well, what does that mean? Because this came out in 84. I was like, oh, what does that mean? But then later on, as the issues go along, we find out that there is a backstory between Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. Paramount, if you guys are listening and you're going to go forward with this, please make this issue into a movie. There'll be so much action in it. Snake Eyes fighting ninjas. He fought multiple ninjas in this one. This is when the red ninjas came into it. Oh, my God, that would be glorious if they did that. If you do the backstory of Snake Eyes, I don't know if that would work because it wouldn't. Because Snake Eyes, his backstory, how he messed up his face, he got it all jacked up in Vietnam. So it would have to be more of updated version to what's going on over in the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all that. But it would have, if it's gonna be a standalone film, they would have to do some backstory, because they didn't do nothing in the first two G.I. Joe movies. So I don't know. I mean, I'm all for it. I'm more G.I. Joe in the theater. So, but it would have to be an action-packed film of fighting. Guns
for sure.
and ninja fighting and all that. And Storm Shadow would have to be in it. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's funny. I still have from the con 2008 posters of Baroness, Snake Eyes, and what's her name? I got to move this thing out of the way. Scarlet. I don't know if you remember those posters they gave us. I remember being really excited for that film. What was your initial thoughts on Rise of Cobra?
I thought they were both stupid. Just ruined my childhood.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Yes, it did.
It doesn't ruin it.
It does. Both of it.
No.
Cobra does not look like that. Destro is not whatever those little nanobite thing. No. And Snake Eyes did not have his ninja insignia on the side of his black unit. No.
Okay.
I can go on and on with those. No.
Right.
But I do own both of them, and I did see both of them in the theater. But
right.
As far as movie news, is that new Spike Lee movie, The Black Klansman, that looks awesome. And I think that's all I got.
All right. Real quick dip into TV, not much this week. Carbonaro Effect return while Joker's is off the air for a couple months. So excited to have that back. I like that show. A lot of NBA playoffs for me, so not a whole lot of TV. I did catch this last week's Fear of the Walking Dead. It was entitled Laura. Did you see that one?
Yeah, so far it's been the best episode this season.
Yes, I totally agree. And I just got to say, I love this idea of just telling stories in the Walking Dead world. And if that's what they want to do with Fear going forward as a show, like just hop, you know, the Native American characters from last season, if they had an episode with them, I'm all for it. Like, just jump around and tell stories. I'd love that idea.
Yeah, they need to bring them back in because we don't know their demise. So.
Well, no, they just walked off at the end of three, so.
Well, they saved Madison, and then, all right, we're out. No, they got to show more of them.
Yep. So, but otherwise, yeah, I love what they've done with Fear, just kind of almost tearing it down and doing something else with it, so.
Yeah, this is something totally different than we're not seeing with the other shows. They have done it with the other ones, with the Terror show, which everyone hated, which Zisu and I both loved.
Right.
And I mean, I like what they're doing with this, especially I can't remember Hope's grandpa's name, but for those of you Raising Hope fans, Hope's grandpa's in this, and Jenna Elfman, I love her, so it was cool to see their little story of before they got to our heroes in it. But I thought it was an amazing episode. It was probably my favorite one this season so far.
Yep, same here. Yeah, well done. And on that note, that's all I got for TV, unless you had anything else.
Did you see the finale of Big Bang Theory?
Did not.
Oh, man, you have to see it. You're a Star Wars fan. Mark Hamill was in it. Oh, my God.
That's right. I heard that.
It was awesome. I'll find it and watch it, and then we'll talk about it, because it's hilarious.
Okay, yeah, will do, for sure.
Season finale of Sheldon, Young Sheldon, aired, and the very end was kind of like, I like how it ended, and it kind of ties into Big Bang Theory. So if you're going to watch either of those, or any of your listeners, watch Big Bang Theory first, then Young Sheldon, because what happens at the end of Young Sheldon ties into what's going on in Big Bang Theory. So I loved what they did there. So both shows amazing. Young Sheldon still awesome. I can't wait for season two. And now we got to wait because everything is coming to an end. Well, season-wise, the seasons are over with, and Now we got reruns, which I'm happy with. I can watch all Young Sheldon all over again.
Yeah, definitely. All right, set on TV?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, on to the week in sports for me. It's the NBA playoffs. Dominates what's going on with me. We're on the conference finals, West and East. Out East, we got the Celts and the Cavs. Celtics are up 2-0 in that series. A little bit of a surprise. You expected LeBron and the Cavs to get one, but now they're going back to Cleveland. So we'll see. They say, you know, series hasn't started till home team loses a game. So, but in the more important series to me out in the West, the matchup we've been waiting for all year, Rockets and Warriors. Warriors went to Houston and stole game one. Houston actually played a pretty good game, but it just seemed like they could, you know, they could play their game, they could hit their shots, but, you know, we just got, we had too much. Durant was super solid. Steph didn't even have that great a game, 18, but he had drives to the basket. Klay was on fire, blowing Chris kisses to the crowd. And, yeah, I was feeling really good. I really wanted the sweep, but then we got game two, and nobody except for Durant showed up for game two. And it was a little disappointing to see because it was the game was over from the beginning. Like, they Rockets built a huge lead and coasted the rest of the way. So it's kind of a bummer because, yeah, Durant put up, like, almost 40. I think he put up, like, 38 points. So without him, we would – yeah, I'm sure there would have been a little more scoring shots that Durant took, other people would have taken, but it would have been like a 60-point loss. So, like, yeah, nobody else showed up for game two. And we got game three back in the Bay on Sunday. So, you know, I know the Warriors want to get this. I don't want to draw out this series any more than necessary. I think since Durant came to the Warriors, I don't think we've lost a home playoff game. We just lost we lost the Spurs once, the Pelicans once this year. Those were both at their place. And then last year, just one loss in the whole playoffs at Cleveland. So, yeah, undefeated in Oakland. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's where my focus is right now with the Warriors. But, yeah, that's all I got for sports.
Who knows? Yeah, Sharks are out of it, so I don't care anymore. I don't care who wins. I assume right. The Vegas is doing good. I know that. As far as wrestling, I'm behind. I did throw up a few stories on the Facebook page. One that made me laugh. I can't remember what SmackDown it was. I don't know if it was the last one, or I think it was last week's. Paige was on the mic in the ring talking about who knows what, but you see a fan in the background doing the a lewd gesture. It was caught on camera. And if you guys know, Paige was caught up in a sex tape scandal. and if you've seen it, you know. And Paige, wow. But that was funny on that. But another story that broke. I know you asked me a question, but I was going to save it for the show.
Sure.
Ronda Rousey, they're giving her a title shot to take on the Raw Women's Champion Nia Jax at this year's Money in the Bank, which happens next month. And your question, should she... She probably should. Nez, don't you think they'll keep Rousey undefeated? If they do that, maybe there'll be some kind of disqualification or count out or something. I don't know. But as far as a wrestling fan, it's too soon to give her a title shot. She hasn't earned her way in it, because she used this big thing of, yeah, I'm here to work every week and this and that. And no, there's been so many other people on the card or in the locker room, the women's division that deserves a shot at the title again. Yeah, it's been going back and forth between Alexa Charlotte, Bailey, and Sasha. And what's her name? Naomi for a second. There's other women on there that can get it. Yeah, we have Carmella has in a SmackDown. As far as this, if it came down to real blows, I think Ronda would pull it out if it was like real fighting.
Right.
Because I think she would go more for the legs to try to take down Nia, and I think she'd be a little bit quicker. But if Nia got a hold of her, no, I think that would be it. So,
right.
I don't know. But as far as in-ring WWE wrestling, I don't know, man. Right now, everyone would think that Ronda Rousey would win just because of her popularity. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't want her to win because I wouldn't even want her getting a shot at the belt because it's way too early. But
right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Right. Just real super quick, I think since we last recorded, I stumbled onto some New Japan wrestling, and I was unsure at first. I was like, I asked you, is this like WWE? And I kept it on for a while to see. And at first, I got to say, I was like, is this really real wrestling? Or is there any like scripting going on here? Because at least the match I saw, it looked like a lot of technical stuff. Like a lot of like, they were like doing like big time holds, like holding on. And I found it really interesting that the crowd was so still. They were not like a rowdy crowd at all. They were very quiet.
No, I mean, everyone's super duper diehard in wrestling over there, but I think they're not as rowdy as us rowdy Americans,
right?
with the screaming and cussing and all that. I mean, yeah. they're there because they're fans of it and they love it, but they're not rowdy Americans. I mean, if you watch, I think it was Beast. I can't remember what they called the event. They were in Japan, WWE, and it was the same thing. Man, they were loud and cheering and everything, but they weren't the Americans just being all wild and crazy and everything. I mean, they love their wrestling. Don't get me wrong, they love their wrestling, and wrestling is different over there. To me, I think it's way better than what we have here. I mean, the wrestling style, and I mean a lot of performers, American wrestlers, do go over there to get a start and then make it big there. Then they come to America or go down to Mexico and get it going. But yeah, man, I mean, that New Japan wrestling is where it's at, man. It's awesome. I love that just a little bit more than what we get over here. The choreography is a lot better and a lot smoother. Not every performer, but it's just more intense of a wrestling show. If I ever do go to Japan, I would like to go to one of these wrestling events because other than the mainstream stuff, there is little small indie ones over there that these guys go like super duper hard. I mean, they go that much harder because they want to be a name. They want to be a face. They want their career to move forward. So these guys do way more than what we're seeing here in America.
Right. Yeah, it was really interesting to see. I was like, yeah, trying to basically like figure it out and see if I could see if there were storylines. And yeah, they did get there. I did notice too, I think one of the announcers, he used to be a WWE announcer, right?
I watch it every now and then. I don't know who it was. Yeah.
I could be wrong here. You know, I'm like only lightly following, but I think it was Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah. He pops. He's always popping on and on. He comes over here and does stuff too. He's got his own league over here too.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I just found that interesting.
So. Keeping in wrestling news, Enzo Amore, he was cleared of all the alleged sexual assault charges. It seemed it was like, I don't know if it was 100% consensual, but I guess this girl started backtracking on her story. And so I don't know. That's probably why they cleared him of it all. I mean, I'm sure what happened happened. And I don't think he's ever coming back to the WWE. But I don't know. I mean, I think his name is tarnished already with this thing. I think the reason why they fired him isn't for the charges. I think it was more because he was trying to keep it quiet. He didn't want to say anything about it, but then
right.
Since WWE, they with their code of conduct and everything, it's like, no, man, we can't be a part of what's going on here. That's why they fired him. But I mean, it's cool that he got cleared. We don't know who's lying and who isn't. So I don't know. I mean, if you go onto his Facebook page or Instagram page, he put up a letter of what's going on in the whole case and how he was cleared. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's good for him, but I don't know if he's ever going to come back to the WWE. But right. like I said, that last pay-per-view, people were screaming for him. During when Kaz and Daniel Bryan were wrestling,
yeah,
they were all screaming, "We want Enzo." So I don't know. Maybe the WWE Universe will let him back in. I know a lot of people have said they don't want him back. If he comes back, hey, I'm cool. I mean, I liked him. He wasn't the greatest performer, but I just liked his character. So I don't know. We'll see if anything else new pops up with this whole story. I'll be sure and tell you guys. As far as sports, man, that's it for me.
All right. We'll get right on into the weekend collecting. Just real quick, for me, my May the 4th package finally arrived. But sadly, while the Mud Trooper was in decent condition, fine, my Ewok on the speeder came crushed. And that's a little bummer. I'm not the biggest like box condition person, but considering, you know, it's a more rare piece and they can't even replace it for me, it's kind of a bummer to get a little dent in it. But, you know, whatever. So that order came in. And then Hot Topic, I picked up, and just in time for Deadpool, I picked up Domino and Teenage Warhead. The Domino actually looks more like the comic book Domino. So, interesting. They weren't a style, but I used it anyway for a few photo setups this week. Speaking of photo setups, I had the little Deadpool countdown. Of course, I had my solo countdown on my Instagram at the ZSU. On top of all of that, today, as of recording, the original Funko, the main Funko themselves, doing another photo contest, a daily theme. Where if you enter a photo each day, you have a chance to win. They give away a prototype every day. So this is the fourth time they've done it, and every other month that I've submitted, they've featured me twice each month, so I was like in the runner-up pool, but I haven't looked through yet, so hopefully this time we'll see. With all the other photos going on, I haven't been able to photograph any for this, and here on the coast the past week it's been gray, and the next week is forecasted to be gray, so I don't know when I'm gonna have a chance to get out and get some nice bright light photography on the dunes, especially with these new Star Wars pops. I'm sure you saw, or I told you this, they're all glued to their base now, so I wish they wouldn't do that, because the way it used to be was they were just stands and you could take them on and off as you wish. So you could have the stands or you could display them off, but now they're like stuck on there. I've seen some people put them in like super hot water, boiling water, and try to loosen them that way, and they still got to use a hammer. And I've seen some people, they shatter the base or the foot falls off, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, you know. That's what it is.
Is that all you got?
Oh, I do want to mention a couple things that are hitting stores that I haven't picked up personally, but If you're after any of the Ready Player One pops, Hot Topic has a great deal going on them right now. Buy one, get two free. So really good deal there if you want any Ready Player One pops. That It movie moment had hit stores. I don't know if you did you get a chance to make it to Meadowood in time?
No, I didn't even see it.
Yeah. It flickers in and out of stock online since it hit, so I don't know. We'll see on that one. And then Deadpool, they're doing a buy two, get one free right now. So if you got that Cable, you could get a Deadpool and then get like Colossus or Domino or Teenage Warhead for free. So maybe worth looking into right now. Did you pick up anything this past week?
Nah, I didn't get nothing. But here's something that a listener gave me, a buddy of mine.
Nice.
He moved actually, and I forgot about all this. I was looking at some of my stuff, and I remember that when he moved, he had given me something. I might have mentioned it, and I might not have. But if I didn't, or if I did, you can hear it again. But if I didn't, here it is. My buddy Eugene, he was moving, transferring to another station, and he just didn't want to take a lot of his stuff. And he knows how much of a diehard horror fan I am. He gave me a double pack, is a Movie Maniacs. It's Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees, and Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, special edition. From what I'm looking, how I'm looking at this, it's in one big stand, whole like a hard plastic stand. It's the bloody version because there's blood on the plastic. We got Jason Voorhees standing there. This is the Jason from, it looks like Jason Goes to Hell. I'm not too sure. That's looking at it. I mean, that's okay. I see the picture in the back. Yeah, it's the Jason Goes to Hell version. It looks sweet. I hate that movie, but Jason looks awesome. Freddy, I believe this is from, I want to say part three, maybe. If there's a little small little Freddy at the bottom as well. And I remember there was a puppet Freddy. So, I mean, it could be that version. This is the bloody version because there's blood on Freddy's claws. There's blood on Jason's machete. And there's blood all over him. This one's pretty sweet. This is the McFarlane series. I don't know if he's still making these Movie Maniacs, but I got most of the first run, and this I can't even remember. I remember when this came out. This is actually, he got it from KB because the KB toy sticker is still on there. So, but this is an awesome figures. So I'm happy that he hooked me up with it. Because he had told me, he goes, hey, man, I got you something. And he pulled this out of a bag, and I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Now, this is something that's never coming out of the package. I'm just going to leave it in there. It's shrink-wrapped as well, so nice. It's definitely in my collection. And, Eugene, if you listen, brother, man, right on, dude. Thanks so much. That's all.
Shout out.
That's all I got.
Cool. Yeah, let's get right into Star Wars moment real quick. Solo's next week. I couldn't be more excited. There's so many like clips and previews I'm trying to avoid on the Star Wars YouTube. They did have one that I decided to watch because it felt like tradition for Rogue One, Force Awakens, Last Jedi. They normally at the Comic-Con, because it comes out in December, then Comic-Con they release like a making of video, and they have the making of Solo video up. It's under 2 minutes, so it's super short, but I checked that out, so that's up if you want to check that out. But as far as everything else, I'm pretty much avoiding that because we're just so close. The world premiere happened, and all the reviewers have seen it, and I'm intrigued. I know, Nez, you were saying that you heard from somebody that it wasn't that good, but I've seen a lot of good reviews. You know, I love Star Wars. It's everything to me. So I'm intrigued. The Metascore right now, even though it's It was like 50-something reviews for Rogue One and only 30 in so far for Solo. They're right there on that level. So we can get, you know, that level. I'm like, yes. Like, I have all the confidence in the world. I'm excited. I love what I've seen so far. So the other thing to mention real quick is it hasn't, like, officially been made news, but I sent you this picture. Hypebeast was saying that Lucasfilm officially greenlit Lando, a Star Wars story. So my thing to you, I was saying in the text, like, ooh, they were saying, like, Solo could be a trilogy. Is this it? Could they do Lando for one? And then who knows, maybe even Chewbacca gets his own movie?
I don't think so. Not Chewie.
Yeah, it'd be like a silent film.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do, subtitles?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't think that would. From what I understand, Chewie and Lando steal the movie, which is cool. I'm all for it. I mean, everything that we've seen so far with Donald Glover's character, Lando, I mean, it looks awesome. And if he gets his own movie, hey, I'm all for it. Yep. But the stuff I was listening to and the stuff I was reading, man, they were saying that it was a mess. And they don't know what they were trying to do with this film. It's a standalone film. I mean, yes, it does tie into what's coming later, but that we've already seen. But, yeah, I mean, bad reviews isn't going to keep me away from this. I'm going to go in there and see it no matter what. But I don't know. It was just like, really? But then again, these are all these fans that aren't diehard Star Wars fans like we are.
Yeah,
but even the so-called super-duper diehard fans, they're not diehard fan if you're going to go in and butcher everything and complain about you're never watching Star Wars again. Then you're going to go see this one and then complain about it. But I'll have my complaints. I had my complaints about the other films, but
sure.
I'm still going to go in and enjoy it. I'm still not buying this guy who's playing Han Solo yet, but I'm going to wait until after we see it, so...
Right.
Yeah, man. Next week, that episode is just going to be Solo. We're not going to do anything else.
No. You're right.
So, yep. But,
you got that right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
Yep. Same here. All right. Let's move right on into weekly random movie and song recommendations.
What do you got?
All right, I'm going to go back to Netflix with another movie I checked out this past week. Just released this year. It's a basketball film called Amateur. This one, a young basketball future star struggles in his personal life for pursuit of his dream. The kid is played by Michael Rainey Jr., he was in the most recent Barber Shop, the Next Cut, whatever that one was called. He was Ice Cube's grown son in that one. It also has Josh Charles, who's been in a ton of stuff. But after seeing his face and I'm looking at his IMDb, the first thing that came to mind was like, oh, yeah, he was in SWAT, 2003 SWAT. So. Anyways, yeah, if you're into basketball like I am, I definitely recommend checking this out. I mean, this is the kind of story it kind of is how it is these days. Like, if you want to try to make it in basketball, if you want to try to play college basketball, you've got to, like, commit yourself to these programs. And, you know, there's a little twist with the story with, like the education and the learning abilities of this kid. But yeah, for just a little hour and 36 minute movie, you know, it's definitely worth a shot. I like what I saw. So yeah, Amateur, it's on Netflix right now.
All right, I'm going back to 1978. But before I do that, this week we did lose Lois Lane herself, Margot Kidder. She passed away at the age of 69. Lois, we love you. And you'll always be Lois Lane to us. And I'm going back to 1978, where it started for her with Lois Lane character. Superman, the motion picture, I think that's what they called it. I love this film. You guys all know the whole story. Directed by Richard Donner. This one was awesome. I remember seeing it as a little 7-year-old kid sitting in the theater in Hayward. watching it. And I just love this movie. I watched it the other night, or the actual day that I found out Margot had passed. And I still love it, man. This movie is amazing. I love it for what it is. Yes, it's cheesy now with this is no CGI and all that. It's all the matted effects and everything. And the awesome Christopher Reeve, the only Superman in my eyes, and as well as Gene Hackman as the only Lex Luthor. And the great Marlon Brando as Jor-El, and the awesome Ned Beatty as Otis, Jackie Cooper as Perry White. We even got Glenn Ford as Jonathan Kent. Awesome film. And Lois Lane, Margot Kidder, she's amazing. This isn't my favorite Superman movie. Superman 2 is my favorite one out of all the movies that we've gotten so far. But yeah, I had to go back and watch the movie that started it all for me, for Margot Kidder. And that's Superman, the motion picture. It came out in 1978. And Ms. Kidder, rest in peace. We love you. And hey, you, Lois, you're back in Superman's arms. And we miss and love both of you.
Yes, definitely. All right. You want to follow up that the song?
Okay, I'm going to go back to what year was this? I don't even know. Sometime in the 90s, I would say. This is from the Crow soundtrack, the Crow City of Angels. This is a song by the Deftones. It's called Teething. This song rocks. Deftones was actually in the film at the end of the movie playing this song. So I loved it. The movie was all right. The beginning was super sad. I remember that. But as far as the Crow movies, I only liked the first two. Anything else after that was kind of lame. As well as the TV show. But this song is badass. I love the Deftones. Always got to represent California. And yeah, Deftones, Teething from the Crow City of Angels soundtrack.
Cool, cool. All right. I'm going to follow up my recommendation from last week. Donald Glover's Childish Gambino's This Is America. Just in the past week since we last recorded, it just blows me away that this has become a number one song for him. As you know, I've followed him since he started his music career. I followed him when he was on 30 Rock, and then of course on Community. Went to see him in a little tiny room in San Diego. Now he's getting a stadium tour later this year. It just blows my mind. But for those that are a fan of This Is America, I wanted to recommend something from the 2013s because of the internet. So I'm going to give you two for one here. One for you, Nez. One's Telegraph Ave, Oakland. He does a cover of Lloyd's Oakland. If you've heard of or familiar with any of those songs?
I'd have to hear it.
Title okay. But my favorite track from that album because of the internet is Shadows. So yeah, I recommend checking that out. If you're kind of new to the Childish Gambino world and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's amazing. I saw this dude back in 2011, a little room, and just blows my mind. Now he's like, he's on top of the world with Atlanta, Lando, and now a number one hit. So, yeah, shout out.
All right, man. Speaking of shout outs, I always got to give a love to our number one listener, Steve. I got to hang out with him in Sacramento last weekend at the Slayer show. Right on, Steve, man. I got a quick interview with him. That's going to be on my next episode, the 100th episode. I know I've been hyping that up forever. I just got to sit down and put it together, everybody. But right on, Steve, brother, man. I love you. Thank you so much for being there for both of us and me, as well as the whole on all the other shows that we do. And also got to give a shout out to The Horror Returns. You guys rock, man. I love you guys for awesome time in Texas. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, shout out. This is episode 96 for us, so we're getting real close to that 100. Maybe we should just knock out a couple small episodes and so we can blend the 100th together. I know Solo is going to be its own show. So
yeah. yeah, more up to the challenge, everyone. And if you guys want to hear that, it's also here on the normal feed. But then I always got to hype up the Anchor app and the Radio Public app, the shows, our other shows that are on there. More shorter shows on there, but it's always good to just, if you love hearing our voices, you can go on there and listen to us talk about other things. There's only three shows on there. Up to the Challenge number 9, episode 9 is on there, and I think the Toys R Us walkthrough and the Funko walkthrough as well is on the Anchor app and the Radio Public app. So check us out over there for more East Society goodness. MacNez 100, I keep saying it, 100 is coming. And Big Guys, also another episode is coming. And all I gotta say is, hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to everything that we've been a part of, and we love you all. You guys rock.
Yep. Shout out. Real quick, what you can look forward to the next week. Netflix just hit today this movie Cargo. Martin Freeman. It's a zombie movie, so you might want to check that out, Nez. The Anon, I still haven't checked that out, but that's like a sci-fi movie that's up. 13 Reasons Why Season 2. So Jaden Tiga, got to reconnect for a pod on that for sure. HBO has Dunkirk up. If you haven't picked that up or want to see that again or haven't seen it. Hitman's Bodyguard, War for the Planet of the Apes, Lego Ninjago movie. I still want to see that. New movies in theaters. Obviously, the big one is Deadpool 2, but we're already talking about that. Breaking In is still out there. Life of the Party. Might go check that out. And, all that and more.
Yep. Hey, everyone. That's it, man. You guys all rock. We love you. This morning, the tragedy in Texas.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Our hearts go out to you guys. We love you. And stay strong down there.
Yeah, rough. All right. Yeah, bummer way to go out. But yeah, everybody, thanks for listening. Have fun. Be safe. I'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Dubstep is for pussies.